State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
With Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Thousands of high school seniors this month are going to put on their caps and gowns, walk across the stage, and graduate. But that also got me thinking about the students who won't make it to graduation. For instance, students with emotional disabilities. They have some of the worst graduation rates in the country. Fewer than half graduate. I spent a lot of time this school year at Cody's Medicine and Community Health Academy. It's a small high school in Detroit. About 400 students go there. Let's meet one of them, a ninth grader named...
Kaylin.
Kaylin, yeah.
How old are you?
15.
Kaylin has a disability, but you can't see it. It's not physical, it's emotional. Some call these hidden disabilities, and they can lead to a gap in how these students are treated in school. About 20% of youth in the U.S. have some type of emotional disability. That term covers a really broad range, from ADHD to PTSD to mental health issues like bipolar disorder or depression. Now, without getting too specific about Kaylin's disability, I can tell you that she gets angry a lot, especially around schoolwork.
When I get stuck, I get mad. I just want to give up. I sometimes want to walk out. I sometimes want to cry. It don't make me feel proud of myself that I can't get it, but I also know that I got to keep trying.
She also has a hard time following orders and often acts out in class. Now, Kaylin has an IEP. Some kids who qualify for special education get IEPs. Those are plans that describe the student's disability and let teachers know what they have to do to help a student be successful in school. But two things went wrong for Kaylin at Cody. One, some teachers didn't even know she had an IEP, which is a problem. And two, she was suspended multiple times throughout the year, even though an IEP is supposed to help students like her avoid suspension.
What I've seen is that these kids get suspended from school constantly for disrupting the classroom, and that it's really hard for the schools to wrap their brains around the fact that it's not intentional behavior. These students are not deliberately trying to disrupt the classroom.
Deborah Chopp teaches law at the University of Michigan Law School. She has fought with dozens of Michigan school districts and even sued districts on behalf of families whose children aren't getting the type of education they deserve by law. She represents students with physical and emotional disabilities, and she's noticed that the two groups get treated differently.
I think that students with physical disabilities get more comprehensive services and more support from schools than students who have emotional impairments or impairments that affect their behavior generally.
Students with emotional disabilities have the worst graduation rates of all students with disabilities. They are the most segregated group in schools. And then when they leave school, they are far more likely than students with any other disability to be homeless, addicted to drugs, or to be incarcerated.
Unfortunately, in society, these kids are often given up on very quickly. They're often seen as being the bad kids.
Dan Habib is with the University of New Hampshire Institute on Disability, where he produces documentaries about students with physical and emotional impairments. He says schools can do a much better job when it comes to helping students with emotional disabilities, like getting rid of zero-tolerance policies, for starters.
Expulsion and suspension doesn't work. It does not yield better outcomes for students to use these punitive measures.
Schools need to take a positive approach, he says, one that reinforces good behavior. And he says teachers cannot do it alone. They need training and they need support.
So the general ed teachers are working closely with the special ed teachers, who are all working closely with school psychologists or social workers.
Habib says the team approach can make a really big difference in the lives of students like Kaylin. Students who aren't bad kids, they're just kids with emotional disabilities. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.